People have held peaceful rallies in two states in Nigeria's northeast to condemn the recent killings of Shias and show solidarity with the incarcerated leader of the country's Islamic movement, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. The protesters in Sokoto and Katsina states called for the release of Zakzaki and other prisoners recently jailed during the army's deadly crackdown on Shia Muslims. Hundreds of people were reportedly killed after the Nigerian army raided a congregation hall and the home of Sheikh Zakzaki in the city of Zaria on December the 12th and 13th. The cleric himself was injured in the attack and was taken into custody along with dozens of his supporters. Nigeria accuses Zakzaki and his followers of attempting to kill the country's army chief. To get more on this story, we're joined by Kevin Barrett. He's the editor of Veterans Today, joining us from Madison. So, Kevin, we're seeing more people come together to protest the killing of the Shias in Zaria and the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, yet it seems to be falling on deaf ears.
Well, that's right. We have seen this kind of thing before. Last January, one of the biggest massacres in the history of Nigeria and indeed of much of the world happened at exactly the same moment as the attacks in Paris on the Charlie Hebdo magazine. And the world was inundated with the killing of perhaps a little over a dozen people in Paris, while thousands had been massacred in Nigeria, and there was virtually no comment. It does seem that white lives matter far more than darker skinned lives. And we're seeing the same phenomenon again as Sheikh Zakzaki has been apparently shot multiple times, taken into custody. Many of the people who were shot in this massacre, because that's what it was. It was a premeditated massacre. They were given no medical treatment. This is an outrage. Many hundreds of people have been murdered by the Nigerian military. It's clear that this was a provocation. It was not some sort of legitimate self-defense in terms of a plot, an alleged plot against the army leader. On the contrary, we have reports that the military surrounded these mosques and compounds, fired into them, and that's the provocation that led people to create a barricade to try to prevent the military from coming in and killing more people. And they escalated the situation and came in with overwhelming force and just massacred men, women, and children indiscriminately. It's an utter and complete outrage, and the world needs to sit up and take notice. Nigeria should be sanctioned, and I don't know if that's going to happen, though, because, again, we're living in a world in which there's a profound racism, a profound sentiment in the minds of the elites that rule the West, that the rich white Western people's lives matter, but the lives of ordinary peaceful people in Nigeria who are murdered by their own government in the hundreds or thousands don't even matter.
Well, Kevin, why do you think this issue is not being brought up in the UN Security Council?
That's a great question. Again, the United Nations is really not a democratic representative body in terms of representing the people of the world. It's really a top-down organization. The real power rests with the Security Council, which is tightly controlled by the most powerful nations on Earth, which are in fact owned by the international bankster cabal based in London, Tel Aviv, and New York. And these people really don't care about the lives of ordinary people at all, much less the lives of ordinary people in Africa. The United Nations is supposed to have a mandate to take on human rights issues, but once again, they are averting their eyes from a situation that's crying out for justice.
And how about this story and how it's being portrayed? And it's not even being portrayed. That is the sad thing. It's not even being broadcasted on any mainstream media. What happens to people in Nigeria? What happens to the Shia minority there?
That's right. We've had endless concocted stories, many of them completely fabricated, of human rights abuses, real and alleged, in places like Libya and now Syria. What we just saw in Nigeria was vastly worse than anything that the governments of places like Libya and Syria have done. Murder, just marching on a peaceful religious group and just murdering hundreds and hundreds of people indiscriminately for no reason. Yet we are told in the West that we have this R2P, responsibility to protect, meaning that the West has to go and bomb any countries that try to maintain an independent foreign policy and refuse to accept their vassal status. Those countries should be destroyed under the pretense of protecting human rights, when these much greater human rights abuses in places like Nigeria, and indeed what the Saudis are doing in Yemen and in various other examples around the world, Kashmir, and of course Palestine, these are largely ignored or downplayed. And this is a situation that's going to have to stop. Eventually, the alternative media outlets like Press TV and the rest of the genuinely independent alternative media is slowly but surely waking people up. We can't accept these double standards anymore, this hypocrisy. We need real human rights, and every human being has equal value. All lives need to count.
Well, Kevin, I know it's the holiday season. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy holidays. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, joining us from Madison.